have an incorruptible seed that lives inside of us tonight. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me to 1 Peter chapter number 1, and we're going to read verses 18 through 25 tonight. And I want to preach a little subject tonight on the incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. That's what the Bible teaches tonight. The incorruptible seed tonight is the Word of God tonight. I would ask you tonight to be praying for us tomorrow night. We'll be going to Broken Lives tomorrow evening, and I ask you to be lifting us up in prayer as we go that way, and we share this Word of God with them men. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. 1 Peter chapter number 1, in verse number 18, the Bible says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you," in verse number 21, "who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto the unfinished love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower therefore falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, I pray you bless this word. I pray you bless these people tonight, Father God, that's come out to your house. Father God, that's gathered together as a body of Christ tonight to uplift the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray tonight that everything that would come out of my mouth tonight, as Brother Donald has done prayed, that it'd be anointed tonight, that it'd be not my thoughts or my thinking or what I believe, but what the Bible says tonight. Lord God, I pray tonight you hide me behind the cross. I pray tonight I be not seen, but you be high and lifted up. Lord, I ask you tonight to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Guard everything that I would say tonight, Father God. Father God, everything I say, I pray it be proved by the word of God tonight. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for this Christmas season that we're in, Father. Lord God, that our Savior came and was born of a virgin. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for this season and I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. The incorruptible seed, which is the word of God tonight. I want to look tonight. Peter here, he describes this seed as the living and abiding word of God. As we look at this incorruptible seed, which is the word of God tonight, we soon realize our dependence on the word of God. You know what is the incorruptible seed tonight? It is this word of God tonight. Hey, you know there's no error found in this word tonight. It's infallible. It's inerrant. You cannot find nothing wrong with this word tonight. If you'll line up with this word tonight and read this word and allow this word to read you, it'll do a lot of things in your life. But tonight, I want to look at our dependence on this word and why we depend on the word of God tonight when we read and we study this word. Number one tonight, the word of God is permanent tonight. As I thought about what it teaches here in this text, it tells me tonight that the word of God is permanent. It's fixed. It cannot be moved. And it never will be destroyed. Number one tonight, I see that it's permanent in its authority tonight. Look what he says here in verse number 23. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God tonight. I see that tonight by the permanent in its authority tonight. Number one is this, when Scripture speaks, God speaks. Have you ever thought about that tonight? When you read this word and this word comes forth, it's God and God alone speaking this word tonight. There's a lot of books get old and there's a lot of books get wore out, but there's one book tonight that'll never get old, it'll never get worn out. You can't burn it out, you can't throw it out, you can't destroy it out, and you can't rip it out. Can I say to you tonight, that is the word of God tonight. It is permanent. Man may try to destroy it. Hey, but I want you to know tonight, the blood of Jesus Christ, it covers this word from cover to cover tonight. And we know tonight, tonight. It's permanent tonight because of its authority tonight. The author of this book tonight is God and God alone. The finisher of this book tonight is God and God alone. He said it's permanent in its authority, but also it's permanent in its eternity tonight. Have you ever thought about that tonight? This living word is going to be in heaven. There's some things that's going to live forever. Hey, the Bible, it's going to live forever. It can't be destroyed and it can't be taken away. It says in verse number 23, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. It's permanent in its authority, but it's permanent in eternity. It's a living word. It's an abiding word and it endures forever. As I think about that tonight, you may want to jot this down in your notes tonight. Mark chapter number 13 and verse number 31, the Bible says tonight, heaven and earth shall pass away. He says, I want you to know that heaven and earth, it shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. This book that's written tonight, it cannot be passed away tonight. It's going to endure forever. And then I thought about this, and I want you to turn here with me to Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 4. And the word of God is permanent tonight, number one in its authority, and number two in its eternity tonight. It's going to be an eternity with us in heaven one day. And in Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 4 tonight, I stand on this book tonight and I stand on this word tonight and what it teaches me. If I put this word in my life tonight, I have been born again of an incorruptible seed. This book tonight, it has no corruption and it cannot corrupt nobody. But he says tonight, it says in Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 4, the Bible says, God forbid, yes, let God be true. Everybody reading it with me, ain't you? God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Friends, I want you to know tonight in the world we live in, from the time this book came all the way through, I want you to know tonight it doesn't matter what man thinks or what man says, this book will always stand true and it will always stand the test of time tonight. The Bible says, let the word of God be true and every man a liar tonight. If I try to go against this word tonight and I try to preach what this word doesn't say tonight, you know what the Bible calls me? It calls me a liar. It tells me that I'm not speaking the truth tonight. It tells me if it's written in this word tonight, that's the way it's going to be tonight. We see that incorruptible seed, number one, and we see because the word of God is permanent. Not only is it permanent in its authority, not only is it permanent in eternity, but tonight it is permanent and it profits you in the life that you live. And John, if you'll turn with me there to John 6:63 tonight, we see where this Bible tonight is permanent and it profits a man tonight in the world that he lives in. It'll profit you tonight. In John chapter number 6 and verse number 63 tonight, the Bible says, and I love it when a man tells me what the Bible says tonight. As I get thinking about the scripture that I've applied in my life, this is one scripture that I hold true to tonight and you do too. It says in John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickened. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak, Jesus said unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Tonight, have you ever thought about that word that's been spoken to you, how it cuts down to the bone and it cuts down to the marrow? Because that word tonight, it is permanent in what it does. But I love something else about the text we're in tonight. And Sister Denise finished up with the last song, that there is power. And that power that lives inside of us, not only is the word of God, it's incorruptible seed, and that word of God is permanent, but that word of God is powerful tonight. Have you ever thought about how powerful the word of God is tonight? Have you ever seen somebody, you let their house burn, and the only thing that'll be left standing will be a Bible? Everything in that house will burn, and that Bible, it'll still be standing. Hey, it won't even be charred on the corners. The inside of it won't have a bit of dust in it. It won't have a bit of soot in it. It won't have a nothing harmed about it. Friends, tonight, the Word of God is powerful. And you say, what kind of power is it tonight, preacher? Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 12, the Bible says, for the Word of God is quick. That Word is quick. It'll come upon you when you're not expecting it. That Word of God, it'll move inside of you and it'll come upon a man. He says in Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God God is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword tonight. It says this, it pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart tonight. It says that word of God is powerful tonight. And I think about what kind of power it has. Number one tonight, it has a revealing power tonight. 1 Peter chapter number 1, in the text we're in verse number 25, that revealing power tonight is this: but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. That revealing power tonight, it reveals the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How else would you hear the gospel, or would I hear the gospel about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ if it wasn't for an old Bible tonight, if it wasn't for an old King James Bible tonight, telling me tonight that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life tonight? Where else would I get that revealing power tonight? I get it from the Word of God tonight. Friends, I want you to know tonight, you won't get this out of the Birmingham News. You won't get this tonight out of the Time Magazine. The only place that you'll get that revealing power tonight is in the Word of God tonight. He says He'll reveal the gospel to you. This Bible will reveal Jesus to you. When you read this book, Jesus is from cover to cover. All the way through, it's Jesus from cover to cover tonight. Not only will it reveal the gospel, not only will it reveal Jesus, but it reveals answers tonight for sin-sick people tonight. It'll reveal it tonight. You know why a lost man don't want to read the Bible? Because it'll reveal things in his life. You know tonight why a backslidden Christian don't want to read the Bible? It'll reveal the problems that's in his life tonight. Friends, tonight, I want you to get this tonight. You'll only be as strong as you can be in your Christian life, and I will be too. I'll only be as strong as I can be tonight as the more I read this word tonight. If this word's permanent tonight, and it's fixed, and it can't be moved, and I want you to know tonight, you can build on this word of God tonight. Now, if I'm going to be what I need to be for Christ, it'll be because I'm reading this word tonight, and that power's coming into me. If you feel like you're powerless tonight, it may be because the word's not into you. Say, the more you read this, the more you'll realize you have power in your life. The more you read this book, the more you'll feel that power come alive on the inside. And he says tonight it has revealing power in 1 Peter 1:25. But the second thing tonight, that power that it has redeeming power tonight. Not only is it revealed to you what's going on in your life, but it'll redeem what's in your life. I've thought about this for just a second. Have you ever thought about going to the doctor and he reveals the problem that's in your life, but he don't fix it? What about if you went to a dentist and you had a toothache and he says, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to put a pain shot in there and your tooth ain't going to hurt tonight, and I'll see when it starts hurting again. Would you want to go back to that dentist? No. If he put that shot in there, I want you to fix what's going on. Jesus Christ, this Bible, it don't only reveal the problem that's in my life, but it gives me an opportunity to get it fixed. Look what he says tonight. He says it's revealing power, but it's also redeeming power. Look in verse number 18 of the text. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ and as a lamb without blemish and without spots. Tonight, you know why we're redeemed by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ is the only way that you and I are redeemed tonight. He says that power tonight, it don't only reveal things in our life, but it redeems some things in our life. Let me give you this. I wrote this down. That redeeming power tonight. Jesus redeemed us by His blood on Calvary by paying our sin debt. And it's recorded in this scripture what makes the Word of God have redeeming power. Have redeeming power. Tonight, when I read this Word, I realize what I've been redeemed from and what I've been set free from. But as I read this Word, I realize I only have revealing power in this Word when I read it. Not only do we have redeeming power, but we have renewing power in the Word of God. When you read this Word and it reveals what's going on and you need to do something about it, it gives you an opportunity to be redeemed and to be renewed. Okay? When you read this Word tonight, it does something in your life. The more you read it, the more it stirs and the more it does inside of an individual's life. Let me give you this tonight. As the Word of God, and we're talking about an incorruptible seed tonight. No corruption, it's incorruptible. The incorruptible seed tonight is the Word of God. That's what it is tonight. Incorruptible. There's nothing in it wrong. It'll lead you right. Let me give you this, that renewing power. As the Word of God is read or preached, the Spirit of God uses the truth of the Word of God to bring forth a new birth. And as the Word of God, as a seed, falls into a human heart, spiritual life begins. You hear the word, you read the word, you hear the word preached, whichever way. You either read it, you heard the word preached, that incorruptible seed, that living word, it starts planted in that life at that moment. And as the moment you give your heart to Jesus Christ, that incorruptible seed starts growing in your life. You know the Bible talks about the seed that's been sown. Some fell on stony ground, some fell on good ground. And when it caught root and it caught hope, you know what that did? That thing started growing in your life. Have you ever thought about how you're growing in your Christian walk? How you're growing in the things that God's called you to do? I want you to look right here with me in 1 Peter chapter number 2, in verse number 2. He says, preacher, how do you know that it'll renew you and make things new on the inside? Look here in 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Do you know how you're going to grow in your Christian walk? Only by reading the word of God. It's the only way. Only way. You know how you're going to grow and overcome some things in your life that would usually stump you up? Is by reading the word of God. By applying this word of God in your life, reading this word. And I promise you tonight, the more you read, the more you'll know. You say, preacher, do you believe that? And I always use this illustration no matter where I go. I don't know what I ate last Wednesday night for supper. I sure don't know what I ate a month ago on Wednesday night for supper. But I ate it, and it done me good. Right? Evidently, it done me good because I ate it. Same way as this word. You may not remember what you read. You may not grasp what you read at that moment. But I promise you, as long as you read that word, it'll do you good in your life. I ask you a question tonight. Have you made a place in your life for that permanent word to reveal its power in your life? That permanent word to reveal its power in your life. The third thing, and I want you to get this. It's permanent. This word is, it's powerful. But to a child of God, this word is precious. It's precious. In my study at home, I have books lined all the way across that study. Up, down, up, down. When I was in seminary school, you know what they told us? They said, now a preacher, a man of God, his artillery, he said, you may want to go buy a new gun, but you got to remember, you got to go buy more stuff for the ministry. I never understood that. Why you want to get more? You want to build that arsenal that you got there. And they told us something there. They said, never buy a book by its cover. You always buy by the author. Said, what? Said, the cover could be pretty, but don't never buy a book by the cover. You buy a book by the author. You know who the author of this book is? God Almighty, Jesus Christ alone is the author of this book. And in that study that I got at home, out of all the books I got, you know what the most books I've got of it is? It's the Bible. There's a Bible under my truck seat, Bible in my console, Bible in Brandy's car, Bible here, Bible. I said, what are you talking about, preacher? The Bible says be ready in season and out of season to give an account. I don't even know why I'm going to tell this, but I'm telling this for somebody in this room. I had a preacher friend, Brother Tim Markham. I loved that man dearly. And I knew the Word of God was permanent. I knew it was powerful, but I didn't realize how precious it was. I was pastoring this church here, and I hadn't been here very long, and I went to him, and boy, I was letting it eat. And Brother Tim was one of them. He just lent it an ear. He just listened. And he, man, I'm talking about son, I was letting it eat, Brother Brent. Up one side and down the other, and let me find where I'm at here. And I was telling him all my problems and what I had wrong. And I said, Brother Tim, I don't know. He said, are you standing on the word? I said, man, I'm standing on that word. That thing is, man, it's permanent in my life. And it's done got powerful and it's precious. He said, son, the only thing I can tell you is turn in your Bible right now. I took my Bible with me. He said, I want you to turn to 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 2. And I turned, I couldn't remember what that was when he told me. I couldn't remember. But I flipped over. I thought, man, I'm just getting a gold nugget right here. I'm just getting a home run right here. You see, let me give you this. When you need an answer, don't go to somebody younger than you in the faith. Find you an old soldier that ain't going to tell you what you want to hear, but tell you what you need to know. When I went to him and I asked him, I said, Brother Tim, man, I just don't know. He said, you turn right there to 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 2. I turned there and I looked down, and when I looked down, I looked up at him, and I was biting nails into, I was mad. He said, read it. And I looked down and I said, preach the word. Be instant. In season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. And I looked up to him and I said, okay. He said, son, you just out of season right now. What? You just out of season right now, but you know what you got to do, don't you? And I said, what's that? He said, you got to preach that word. Folks, right now in the world we live in, let me give you something. That incorruptible seed that cannot be corrupted lives inside of you and it lives inside of me. And there's one thing this world needs out of your mouth and it needs out of my mouth, and that's the word of God. And when a child of God gets right where he needs to be with God, I'm talking about walking hand in hand with God and letting God lead him. He'll rely on that permanent word. He'll rely on that powerful word. But that word will come so precious to him, it'll change all kind of things in his life. I want to show you in closing tonight why that word must be precious tonight. This word is like a buffet bar. Man, you can go to it and you can just get as full as you want to get, or you can stay away from it and be just malnourished as you want to be. Let me show you this in the word tonight, and I want to get right here on it, and then we'll go on to the house. Look with me tonight in John chapter number 1 and verse number 1 tonight. We're going to do a little turning right here, but I just got to give you this. John chapter number 1 and verse number 1. The word of God is precious. Why is it precious, preacher? John 1:1 tonight. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This Word is the food to a born-again Christian tonight. This Word is the only food that you got. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter number 8 and verse number 3. Deuteronomy chapter number 8 and verse number 3. Bible says, and he humbled thee, and he suffered thee to hunger. You know what God put in every one of us? He put a little ticker. And when it's time to eat, you know what? Nobody ain't got to tell you it's time to eat. You get hungry. 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever time you get up, man, you wake up hungry. Lunchtime, nobody got to tell you when it gets 12 o'clock, you're about hungry. 5, 6 o'clock in the evening, guess what? Nobody's got to tell you it's time to eat. You get hungry. You don't have to tell yourself you're hungry. Your body tells you that you're hungry. God put that in there. Same as spiritual. You don't have to say, man, I'm starving to death, need more of the word. He's got that hunger built in there. Look what he says here in Deuteronomy 8 and verse number 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Turn with me, if you don't mind, to Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 11. He said, preacher, there's a whole lot of turning going on. If I give you this word tonight, this incorruptible seed, it'll do its job. Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 11, the Lord's Prayer. We get to this place, we see it's food. Matthew 6:11, the Bible says, give us this day our daily bread. Keep your finger there. Just turn back one more page. Matthew 5, verse number 6. Matthew 5:6, the Bible says, the Beatitudes, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. You know what righteousness is? The Word of God. The word of God is righteous. For they shall be filled. All right? Hunger and thirst after righteousness, so they shall be filled. The word of God, that incorruptible seed, has a permanent, powerful, and precious impact on a child of God. And I want to share with you a statement that I heard this week from the late Adrian Rogers. From the late Adrian Rogers. And I want to give this to you. Adrian Rogers said that he was in Palm Beach, Florida. Palm Springs, Palm Beach, Florida, in that area. That's where he grew up. And said at a young age, he gave his life to the Lord. At a young age. He said this, and it's about that incorruptible seed. He said that on the 39th Street in Calvin Avenue, where it met, he said he come under conviction at the age of 16 years of age. He was a church member. He had made a profession of faith. Now, this is the pastor that was at Bellevue Baptist Church in Memphis, Tennessee, the great Adrian Rogers. He said on 39th Street in Calvin Avenue, he was a church member. He had made a profession of faith. But for once in his life, he come to a place. And he said, he told the Lord, he said, Lord, I don't know if I'm lost and under conviction. And I don't know if I'm saved and Satan's making me doubt my salvation. Adrian Rogers, he said, I don't know. He said, but right now on 39th Street and Calvin Avenue, once and for all, I recognize you as my Savior. I believe it. I receive it, and that settles it right now and forever. Adrian Rogers said, you know how I know that I am saved? Because I've done what the Bible said, and that's all I can do. Folks, tonight, if you'll put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ, do what the Bible said. Do what that word says tonight. The incorruptible seed that lives in your life tonight, the Word of God, it'll lead you, it'll guide you, it'll protect you, it'll feed you, but most of all, it'll save you. Tonight, this incorruptible seed that lives in a child of God tonight, incorruptible, no corruption, because that seed is God and God alone. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, I love you so much.